Kia ora koutou katoa. Welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labour List Member of Parliament based at Papakura and Tāmaki. Well, July is a really interesting month because it's, I think it's the middle of winter. Today's guest, I'm honoured and privileged to introduce our guest today. I know it is a program where women share what they do for wellness, but this afternoon we've got Tāmati Kofi, the Labour MP the Labour MP for Wairiki on the line, and he's just, we're going to have a conversation with Tāmati about his well-being, about what's happening in Rotorua, what's happening in Taupō, and Tāmati Kofi, welcome to Well with Anahila.
Mālo e lau mali e.
Mālo e lau mali e. It's a privilege to have you on the program. Is there something that we don't know about you? I think most New Zealanders who watch the weather some years ago on TV will remember you and what now. And I know that you're proudly wear the Dancing with the Stars champion back in, what year was that?
Oh, 2009, 10 years ago, but who's counting?
Who's counting, really? Yeah. So I think it'll be interesting to know what you actually do for wellness. What do you do, Tāmati Kofi?
Oh, not enough. Can I just say thank you for the opportunity to appear on your radio show? Mm. I'm a long-time listener and a first-time talker, so I appreciate the opportunity. But, it is July, and it is a time of the year where people start sniffing around you and you catch bugs just by touching surfaces and stuff like that. This is a time that we all need to be super aware of our wellness. I'm one of those people that actually I don't get a flu injection, and a lot of people don't do, and they say that you should, but I've never really been into the flu injection. I kind of fall back on my own body's defense system to look after myself during these winter months, and it served me pretty well to date, so I'm going to continue with that. And my belief that everybody should have their own opinion about
what works for them.
On the flu jab, it shouldn't be a compulsory thing that you feel as though you have to do.
That's great, Tāmati. So most people that we have on the program, as a listener, talk about what they do for well-being is not necessarily go anywhere, but they would pray or sing or go for a walk or just do things in their busy life, just take time out just to be with themselves. Do you have any well-being strategies that you use?
One thing that I'm very aware of is my environment. And every morning, I've got to say, I open up the curtain and I kind of make it to the day. Actually looking out at the sky and the trees and acknowledging all of the birds around us and stuff like that. It sounds a wee bit hippie-ish, but actually it's something that I do just to connect with my environment. And I do it regularly. I do it all the way throughout the day. I notice the environment. I take time to just be in the moment as opposed to thinking about where I need to be or thinking about that thing that I've got coming up. There are little check-ins that I do during the day just to make sure that I'm in my environment and living in the present, because I believe that so much of our well-being is linked to us not actually just living in the moment. I think that we're guilty of that as politicians especially, and mums and dads, parents will know that too. You're busy thinking about the next thing, and you're not necessarily thinking about what's actually in front of you and the beauty of life at that point in time. So often when I get home at the end of the evening, I look up at the sky and the stars are twinkling down, and just, again, having another moment just to acknowledge your surroundings and place yourself in that environment, I think can actually contribute to positive well-being as opposed to, always just thinking about filling your head with everything that you've done or everything that you have to do. And sometimes on the have-to-do list, it can get really, really long. So, just taking time out for yourself, having a cup of tea, popping in to go and see a friend, sending somebody a message with no direct benefit to you, just checking in with them and saying, how are you? That kind of stuff, I think, contributes to positive wellness.
Yeah. Thanks, Tamati. I know that not a lot of people know that I sit next door to you in Wellington when we're in Parliament. Yeah. And you, one of the things
you don't really add to my wellness. You just kind of take.
I know that I'm one of those things you meet to in the day, during the day.
Actually, no, I'll give you this. You make a good cup of tea, you do.
I make a good cup of tea. And one of the things I really like about what you do is that your partner, Tim, you call him in the morning to say, you know, just to say hello and, you know, tell him how you feel about him. So I've learned a couple of things from that. I've learned to do that with my husband. So that's something that I notice that you do.
Yeah, you have to start your day off right. And obviously, in the roles that we've got, you know, it's important to check back in with your loved one, with your partner, just to say, hey, I'm still alive. And, you know, and we spend so much time in Wellington or around the country that, you know, sometimes you might think that we're single, but it's important to think, you know, think of your loved ones at that time, first thing in the morning, and just to reach out and say, hey, I'm here, good morning, share something nice, you know, just to lift their day as well.
Yeah, no, that's great. Last week we had Sango from Whiangainga from Manurewa, and she talked about how she grew up in Invercargill, how her parents met in Christchurch, and she grew up in Invercargill, and that she now lives in Manurewa, and it took her a while I think her words were, you can take the girl out of Invercargill, but you can't take Invercargill out of the girl. And just, I wonder if you have a similar story.
Yes, I think that where you've come from absolutely shapes the person that you are. Mm. I actually, you know, I love the place that I grew up in, but I also love the place that I'm in now. Mm. Wellington is where I grew up. Well, not the flash side of Wellington, the slightly rougher, more working class side of Wellington. The Lower Hutt is where I grew up. Mm. But nowadays I spend my life in Rotorua. My dad was from Lower Hutt in Wellington. Mm. My mum's from Rotorua. But I'm surrounded by whānau. I'm surrounded by the beautiful nature that we've got in Rotorua. We're spoiled for choice when it comes to summertime, and we need a lake to go and swim in. So connecting with my environment, you know, whether it was in Lower Hutt or in Rotorua as I am now, has absolutely shaped the person and continues to shape the person that I am.
Yeah. Oh, right. I don't really want to mention it, but last week there was something happening in Lake Taupo.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, well, not even last week. It's actually been over the last couple of days. And thank you. Yeah, it's a really shitty situation. Mm. I probably shouldn't have said that word on the radio. But yes, there was, unfortunately, a pipe broke down on the lakefront there. And as a result, there has been actually sewage pouring into Lake Taupo, which is not what anybody wants to see. The council have been really proactive in trying to rectify that situation, but it is a very live conversation that we have to have about making sure that our infrastructure is set up so that these things don't happen. Obviously, the council don't want it to happen. The local iwi absolutely don't want this kind of stuff to happen, but unfortunately, it does every now and then. And as I understand on last report, the council are moving very quickly to sort this out.
Yeah, because it relates to your kōrero about taking every day as it happens, really, eh? Because we're so used to just turning the tap, the water's there, flushing the loo, it flushes, and it's supposed to go somewhere, but we just don't really take notice of that. Mm.
Yeah. But we, you know, and this is all, you know, I think we sent little reminders like this just to just to remind us that actually once you flush the toilet, it doesn't just disappear.
That's right.
Actually, there is a process involved. And I remember just last week they were talking about those wet wipes and the wet wipes, whether or not they were flushable or not. And some people that work in wastewater treatment plants saying that they're clogging up the drains and not to use them, and there being a potential lawsuit against that. So, Yeah, I think, you know, these things are sent to give us a little message about our impact on our environment and you know, and just to be super aware of it. I know the councils, you know, although they have to spend money on things like sewage systems, it's not the kind of stuff that they like going into elections talking about, and it is local government election year.
Yeah.
They'll be thinking about the issues that are most important, but actually to a running, functioning city, a really well-run sewage system is crucially important, as is a reticulation, a water system as well. That's, again, another huge thing that will be on the minds of people standing for local government this year.
Oh, definitely. And if people from Wairiki are listening or Rotorua, would you encourage them to enrol and vote this year?
Oh, not just enrol and vote. Māori are heavily underrepresented at local government.
Oh, yeah.
And we have had a couple of campaigns in the recent years, one in Whakatane and one in the Western Bay of Plenty, where we tried to get some Māori representation onto both councils via Māori wards. Unfortunately, that went out to referendum, and actually the vote came back that the wider city didn't want specific guaranteed Māori representation on councils. So we continue to be in this position where we have councils which are not very reflective of Māori, and considering we are a significant landowners, we are significant contributors to the economy these days, considering even in Rotorua, you know, we own our lake. So it makes sense that actually we have representation on the councils and on those local boards just for the wellness of our city, actually.
Yeah. Some voices from the indigenous people of the land. So I know we talked about Lake Taupo, what's happening with there. And July also, 1st of July, was the kickoff of no plastic bag, one-use plastic bag at retailers. Have you seen have you seen that in Rotorua or out in Wairiki? Has that affected people?
Yeah. It's rippled through. Everybody's been watching their habits when they go to the supermarket. Some people are smart enough to take the bags. I've noticed that at the supermarket, they've got little reminders in the car park now about taking your bags. I think obviously one of the criticisms was you finished your shopping and you forgot to take your bags in.
Yeah.
But actually, the point to take your bags in is when you're first walking in, so grab them out of your car. So I can see that supermarkets are trying to be proactive in helping people to understand that. But even while supermarkets have had to smarten up their act, actually just yesterday my partner went into the chemist and came out with a single-use plastic bag. And I think that we need to remind all of our retailers that actually we all need to be stepping up to the mark. But I believe that New Zealand's in a bit of a transition when it comes to plastic bags. Even just yesterday, we went to the shop and came back with some paper bags, which was great.
Yes.
But they didn't actually make it out of the boot because they were ripped at the bottom and couldn't actually hold what was inside them. So
it's funny how we've got, I remember those paper bags. In my day, I think I'm a little bit older than you, and that's coming back.
Quite a few years.
So I was in Papakura and Countdown, and I actually went back to get my bag, but I'd forgotten that I had taken it out of the car. So I went back inside, and I bought my bag, but then I saw the brown paper bags there. And then what was going through my head was, how many trees have to die for that bag to be made? So, yeah, it's like...
Well, we actually had a really in-depth conversation about it last night off the back of that. And we were talking about the use of kete as well. With weeds kete, you know, they were intended back in the day to carry your kumara in. You know, our ancestors used them to hold things, and actually how that might actually be a viable solution going forward. But we were saying that when you have kete, you can't carry too much in it, right? Because it's impossible to. You can only carry what you can physically hold. And then we thought that maybe that was a good idea too, because in this day of mass consumerism, where you don't buy one bottle of product, you buy 10 because it's on special, 10. But instead of buying 10, actually just buying one, because that's all you actually need. and going back to the old days where you just buy what you need. That's kind of been ethos for our indigenous cultures around the Pacific for a long time. That when you go fishing, you don't drain the swamp.
You just take what you need. Yeah,
take what you need. When you want some fruit off the tree, you take what you need, and you leave the rest to be shared around. And yeah, I was wondering whether or not there could be some parallels in there between what you can physically carry from the supermarket. Mm-hmm. That must be what you need, and everything else just don't worry about getting 10 of them or 5 of them or, 24.
Yeah, I was thinking that in terms of being Tongan, that Tongans also do weave bags for everyday use. And I was thinking, maybe someone could put that into a good idea, because we don't want to talk about the quality of what's the difference between a kete and a kato. So Tongans call it kato. Kato?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I think we can all start getting used to that, because with the flax, it actually regenerates itself.
Yeah, well, exactly. And it's active. And that's the thing, Maybe the old ideas are actually the good ideas, And it comes with its challenges about using a kete, but we'll see. We'll see. At the end of the day, the best idea is the one that everybody clicks onto and actually starts doing regularly. So when I see you with a picture of yourself with a kete at the supermarket, I'll know things have changed.
Okay, I think I might try and do that. Yeah, well, our time's almost up, Tamati. Is there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners about anything in particular, your health and well-being, people in your whare, what do they do? Anything, share with our listeners today.
Yeah. Well, look, just I guess as a final word, when it comes to health and well-being, there are so many temptations out there, and the work of people who really like KFC, and KFC is not too good for the well-being,
in moderation.
Yeah. Everything in moderation. So, yeah. And if that doesn't work, Dr. Babu's there, people can head overseas and get a bit of treatment. It seems to be a thing that people are doing these days. Maybe you should have a conversation in one of your weekly chats with some of those people that have actually gone overseas.
Gone overseas. There's quite a few people in Rotorua that's gone just to see Dr. Babu in India, right?
Well, yeah. For those listeners that don't know what we're talking about, we've identified that some of our parliamentary colleagues have gone overseas to get some work done, and it seems to work for some, and so. Just having wider conversations about what that means, I think you might be surprised in your community to find out that actually it is an increasing trend. And I know that there's a lot of wahine Māori in the region that I represent who have sought out alternative options overseas for weight loss. And so I'd actually be interested in seeing if from one of your shows you could maybe talk to one of the
I'm definitely going to look at that for August to have some women talk about what their experience and how it's impacting their health. So do you listen to music? What relaxes you? What's your favorite song?
I really like I like a good bit of Dolly Parton.
Dolly's working Dolly, 9 to 5 Clinton.
What's that?
Working 9 to 5
What a way to make a living, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Haven't did that for ages.
And I like Māori music. Dolly Parton, and I like Māori music. I like, there's some catchy Māori music coming out these days, and I really appreciate that. Mae Dirika is one of the stars of My Electric. I think she's got a beautiful voice, and the artwork behind her words and her songs are equally as beautiful. So I'll listen to Maisie on a long drive, and that really.
I listen to Tongan music and my favorite Māori singer. I know, because you're next door. You should be able to sing some of my Tongan music and the African reggae as well that I listen to.
I don't want to listen to that.
Yeah, but I do my favorite. I know that you come in damming, you know, dancing, you know, doing a bit of kani kani to the African reggae that I listen to. But actually, Stan Walker is one of my the people I like listening to. I like that song, Aotearoa. Yeah, quite like Stan Walker.
It's a good song. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Tamati Coffee. Have a great day out there in Rotorua. And hopefully the council will get the sewage system sorted so that Lake Taupo can go back to its natural, pristine self. And, I'll see you in 3 weeks' time.
Yes, all right, we'll do. Better living, everyone.
Thank you, Tamati Coffee. And that was Tamati Coffee, the Labour Member of Parliament for Wairiki, out there in Taupo and Rotorua. And I think we covered a lot in terms of health and well-being. Next week, we'll be back with a new guest, and we can share with them, they can share with us what they do for well-being. That was Anahila today, Well with Anahila, the Labour List Member of Parliament based in Papakura in Tamaki. Have a great third week of July. Ka kite anō.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job. Ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life.
You have listened to Dolly Parton of 9 to 5. We dedicate that song to Tamati Coffee, the MP for Wairiki out there in Wairiki.
Right now, you're crimes and being obscene. If I'm diagnosed, cause see, I know the type. They got drunk, they got guns, and yes, they wanna fight. And they see a young couple having a time that's good. And the Eagles wanna test their brother's manhood. So they came to test me, cause of my heritage. In the loud, bright colors that I wear. I was a target, cause I'm a fashion misfit. In the outfit that I'm wearing, brother's dissonant. Wanna stay calm and pray, leave me be. Parts of my date's anatomy. Why, Lord, your brothers have to drill me? Cause if I stop and hit this man, they'll have to kill me. You see, cause I don't like killing Africans. But he wouldn't stop, and I ain't Ice Cube. But I had to take the brother out for being rude. And like I said before,